playoffs. Brian Bristol from the Cowboys. Brian, appreciate the time. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jim. Thank you.
Well, it just, once again, it's just so weird to be talking about you guys in the playoffs in the final day of April. But, you know, you're playing football. You've been playing football, and it's, I think, you know, certainly been great for your kids to get that chance to go out and play, and you're going to have a chance in the playoffs to maybe win a state championship of Plateau Valley. Now, you square off against Justice. You're the 4 seed. They're the 5 seed. And you've already been able to pick up a win against them this season. Took care of them 40-14. Where you really dominated them on the ground, Brian, 187 yards and 3 touchdowns in that win over Justice in that previous meeting.
Yeah, they're a good ball club. They throw the ball really well, but we just had some running backs that really gave them fits, and they couldn't stop too much.
When you look at that game, you only gave up 14 points in that game. What defensively is working well that day against Justice?
Defensively, we were getting pressure on their quarterback, and we were forcing him to try to beat us with his feet. He put a lot of yards on us running the ball, but he's a talented thrower, and they've got some talented receivers. So we wanted him to have to beat us with his feet instead of throwing the ball, because they can put some points on the board in a hurry in the passing game. And so our front three on our defensive line really got after him, and that helped a ton.
Yeah, their quarterback, Angel Garcia, has had a really good season. Titus Gebhardt has been their leading rusher on the season, but we talked about how good your running game was against Justice, and a guy that really helped kind of set the stage on that was Colton Witzel, who had a really good game in that previous victory. Colton had 66 yards. Dalton Kreitz had 73. Those two had really productive days on the ground against Justice in that previous meeting.
Yeah, absolutely, and Colton was instrumental in that because he actually switched positions at halftime. Dalton Kreitz was running tailback because we needed Colton Witzel to be one of our linemen at the time. We were developing a sophomore lineman and needed Colton to just step up and be a lineman that day and up until that season, actually, or that game in the season. And Colton then stepped in at halftime to run the tailback spot after Dalton had a little foot injury. So all that yardage that Colton accrued in that game and the touchdowns, that was all in a half. And he's been our tailback ever since then. Dalton's moved to our H-back, or our slot, kind of. And we filled Colton's spot on the offensive line with the sophomore we were developing, and he's really come along. Caden Rocha has been really helped us there at the offensive line standpoint.
Brian Bristol, coach of the Plateau Valley Cowboys football team, joining us. They open up the 8-man playoffs tomorrow against Justice, as we mentioned, a team that they've already played and defeated this season 40-14. And you mentioned Colton and the versatility. I mean, I think, you know, obviously high school players, Brian, are asked to be versatile, whether it's 11-man football or 8-man football. But, boy, there's a real premium on guys that can quickly adapt at the 8-man level, isn't there?
Absolutely. We've had, outside of our quarterback, I think just about everybody on the offense in the backfield has played all of the positions, our X, our wide receiver, our slot, our tailback. They've all rotated around those three spots. And in 8-man football, a slot receiver is quite a bit different because your slot receiver, if you want to run any power football game, your slot receiver comes in and all of a sudden he's a fullback. So they really do have to be very versatile in their positions, and they've all stepped up to the challenge and done a great job.
Brian Bristol, coach of the Plateau Valley Cowboys football team, with us today on the Team Sports Network and in talking about your trigger man, Talon Long. He's had a really good season, over 100 yards per game throwing the football. He's accounted for 176 yards of total offense every game. Where do you feel like you've seen maybe the biggest improvement in his game throughout the course of this season, Brian?
Biggest improvement in his game has been making his reads. So we've run a really freeing read and react. I call it an 8-man run and shoot. It's about as close to the run and shoot, I think, as you can get with only 8 players on the field. But he's reading almost every play. He's reading every run. He's reading the majority of all passes. And he's come a long ways in his decision-making and making those reads. And that's accounted for his success.
We're talking to Brian Bristol, head coach of the Plateau Valley Cowboys. And, you know, Brian, I know you have your eyes set on tomorrow's game, but the winner of that game goes on to play the Honey Farmers, and they are always a force to be reckoned with. Do you have any game plan put in place for that, or are you just looking at tomorrow's game and nothing beyond that?
No, you know, we're looking further ahead. We do have to get past Justice, and they're a team that can be tricky sometimes because you don't know exactly who's going to play and who's not. You know, they've got 20 guys on the roster, and if they bring all 20, we'll probably see four or five that we didn't see in our previous meeting. So we're paying close attention to that Justice game, but we feel confident in our ability to handle them, and we're looking forward to a second chance at Honey. They are an excellent ball club, and they're tough. We played them our first game of the season, and it didn't look real well, you know, 50-18. But when you look at the course of the season, we played them just about as tough as anybody has. And we've come a long ways in those six games. So I'm excited to get another shot at those guys as well.
And Honey, the number one seed in the eight-man playoffs. John Mall, the three seed against six-seeded Custer County. That's the other semifinal game that actually happens tonight, by the way, between those two, with the second seed Front Range Christian getting the bye, and they will play the winner of John Mall and Custer County, with the Plateau Valley Justice winner getting Honey. And look, like you said, you played Honey as tough as anybody has this season, and then you guys also, if it ends up being Front Range Christian, you get a chance to play in the state title game. That's a game you lost 30-26 and played them really, really tough.
Yeah, absolutely. Our defensive coordinator, Daniel Hunter, he is a young guy who came to us this year as a new teacher, and he's really brought another dimension to our defense, and he gave them absolute fits. You know, if we're looking back at that football game, in all honesty, it's probably a game we should have won against Front Range Christian, and it really probably falls on me. I made a poor offensive call that resulted in a turnover, and that was essentially the difference in the ball game. So he held a team that put 100 points on Honey to 30 points in a ball game at home. So, yeah, we'd be excited to see them again too.
2 o'clock tomorrow, Justice hosting Plateau Valley in the semifinals of the eight-man state football playoffs. Hey, Brian, I appreciate the time. Hopefully we're talking to you next week about you know, maybe squaring off against Front Range Christian, whoever, squaring off in a state title game down the road.
That would be cool. It'd be strange in the springtime, but it would be cool.
Very, very, very cool. Hey, Brian, appreciate the time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, Brian Bristol. So, yeah, we got the Plateau Valley Justice, John Mall, Custer County. Plateau Valley, we get that. We'll get Honey next week in the semis with a chance to maybe play Front Range Christian.
Yeah.
Say title game, perhaps. But got to get by Justice, got to get by Honey first as far as the playoffs go. Now, in 2A, you have Buena Vista, Clear Creek, Manitou Springs, Manuel, Flatirons Academy, St. Mary's, and then Estes Park and Grand Valley down the road at Parachute in the 2A playoffs. 3A, it's Glenwood Springs against Northfield. Glenwood Springs, the number one team, by the way, the 3A football playoffs in the spring schedule. Todd Kayspear, former Montrose coach, former Fertile Monument coach, now at Rifle. Rifle's a four seed. They'll take on Academy, and that's tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Basalt against Sand Creek. Classical Academy against Aspen. The rest of your 3A playoff field.
That's going to take some time for me to get used to the Damon Wells, Todd Kayspear switch.
Yeah, that's...